Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including Gavin just now talking about eating, and he's like, I'm so hungry. Is that because his tummy growled?
Yeah, no, but he calls it his tummy. Yeah.
I said it.
Okay. I'm fully so hungry. I had half a bagel today, and that was it. And I resisted the urge to eat everything else. I'm so hungry right now.
This is the thing that surprises me sometimes, is that you will only have half of that bagel.
Yeah.
And then you don't have plans to satisfy your hunger until you get home around 2 o'clock some days.
Well, sometimes sometimes you don't fight through it. You have a handful of nerds that
Sometimes I lose that fight.
But that's not food.
Yeah.
And it's not losing though.
Right.
You don't put a lot of weight on. Your weight variance is not this like massive thing when you explain it.
I know, but what happened this weekend though, before all my kidney stone craziness, on Saturday morning, I guess, when I was still feeling good, I woke up and weighed myself and was jarred at how much I weighed. I was like back up to what I had wanted to start losing from. I got to lose like 10 pounds now. And so that was like crud. And so I was like, okay, I have to get more intentional about this. And then my wife over there, the devil, she's like, let's start Monday. let's just write off this weekend and start Monday. I'm like, no, I can't. If I'm going to start, I got to start now. And so then I was trying to be good. But then the next day I was 2 pounds down, because it does fluctuate.
Well, I mean,
so it wasn't horrible.
I mean, was 2 days later this morning?
No. Oh, so the next day, so Sunday.
Okay. But did you eat anything on Saturday evening with your kidney stone
and
all that?
No, I think I had Ritz crackers on Saturday.
So, yeah. Makes sense that you dropped the pounds.
Yeah, so I got to get back on it. And so I know what we're doing. It'll be turkey for lunch today. Turkey on toast. That's what I do.
Wow.
I know.
Sounds good, though.
It's still not exciting. And then every once in a while, I'll do, like, Uncrustables. I'll do one Uncrustable. and so it's less food intake and not
Uncrustables are great. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I saw them, and I thought to myself, only kids get those.
No.
But then it hit me. Nope, I know a 54-year-old.
They're so good. I don't mind them at all. Like, there's something about how they're made. They're great.
Anything made for kids is
absolutely great. And so I've got to get back on this, but I'm not ready to do Gavin style yet.
No, but like you could if you wanted to.
You're doing the calories.
I'm counting calories and protein
and working out.
Yes, and trying not to lose the muscle. And
are you still doing a Planet Fitness stuff?
Oh yeah, I go 5 days a week.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I try to go every day after work right now.
Do you really?
I've done that for 2 weeks straight now.
Okay, that's good. How long do you spend there?
I'm there for probably an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh!
I get there, I walk, treadmill, and then I do an hour of lifting, and then I go on the bike for 10 minutes afterwards.
By yourself you do this?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
What do you do like while you're doing all that?
Like in terms of entertainment, they have like a bunch of TVs on there, and I have all these headphones I could take and listen to stuff that I want to listen to, but I don't want to sweat on, especially like new stuff, and the old headphones don't work that well, and I'm not going to shell out money for like earbuds or the little, you know, Apple buds or whatever. Yeah. So I'll just watch Food Network and HGTV on the TV that they
seems
have there.
Mean. They're like watching Food Network while you're working out. Like, come on, guys.
Some guys at like a fried restaurant. I'm like,
we're at Everything Fried today. Like,
now, is this something you and Haley are doing together?
No, it's just been me for a while now. I'd say that I'm absolutely conquering the health battle.
It's good.
How
between
do you find
us?
The so self motivation or the will to go even when you don't want to?
When I don't want to, like. Today, it's Monday. I really don't want to go after work. It's just the fact that I've seen the numbers go down.
Yeah.
And like last week, Haley gave me a hug and she was like, like this is easier to get around
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly.
And she's like, and your back feels muscular. And all these things that and I was at church. I had a different shirt on and my pastor came up and he was like, this shirt shows what you're doing. So it's just people
that's nice.
Who like explain that, oh, I see that it's working, and I see that it's working.
Well, and when we posted over the weekend that photo of you with the handkerchief hanging out of your pocket, that's a new look. A lot of people commented on it saying, whoa, look at Gavin.
Well, he's close to being able to pull that off, actually. He's getting there. I think you're just a few more reps in the gym away from being able to pull that off.
Okay. My mom even texted me. She's like, I like it.
Oh, really? That's funny. Yeah, that's one of those things, man. It's hard if your spouse isn't doing it as well. That's hard because then you don't. Malachi Skelly, everybody. One of our potties. He just showed up. He's like, I'm walking to a mic. I know what I'm doing. How you doing? Really. Oh. Let me bring this up. There you are.
Hey guys, how's it going?
There he is.
Wow, this is so surreal. I don't know if I'm even doing this right, but yeah.
you're doing fine. Like it is funny because like usually people come in and they'll like kind of hang around for a little bit and like, hey, what's going on? And then because he got here a little bit later than he was hoping to, he just walks in and took his place at the table. Like, okay, I'm just here.
It's probably because I've seen so many videos.
Maybe so. Yeah.
I kind of already knew what this room was going to look like.
That's
but
funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, where are you from again?
Georgia.
Okay. Now, why are you here?
So I have been doing a road trip seeing family for the past like couple weeks. So I went through, went to East Georgia because I live in Southwest Georgia. And then I went to Mississippi. And then I was in Michigan for about a week.
Oh, wow. How do you have that kind of time?
What do you say?
How do you have that kind of time?
I took off from work and now I'm just racking up the points and I don't care.
Oh, attaboy. Just spending money on my credit card. That's all.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's good. Well, we're glad you could stop by and make a stop here at the Wally Show.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys having me. This is crazy. I've been listening to you guys for like 4.5 years.
Okay.
So surreal.
Okay. Well, that's good, man. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming in. We're going to keep doing this if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
Okay, thanks.
Do your job. I'm not going to stop from doing your job.
there are some people that can do that. Like some people that will come in and they just feel instantly at home and you're like, okay, that's a little much. Like, okay, you need to dial this back. Malachi comes in like right at home, like, I like that.
Like, he's like, when do I pick up my first paycheck?
Yeah, exactly. That didn't bother me at all. Like, I appreciate the confidence. This is Betty Rock, by the way, over next year.
Betty.
And then Gavin over there. All right. So we were talking about weight stuff. And so I am like in the process of trying to drop a few pounds. Gavin, again, you are doing well.
Thank you.
And there is something, though, it's hard about when your spouse is not doing this with you. Do you ever feel not betrayed, but like if she's just eating whatever she wants and you're really trying to be good, does that frustrate you?
No, because she actually does the diet thing.
Oh, she is.
Pretty
okay.
Well, she has let me in some ways like take over. I do like most of the grocery shopping, most of the food planning,
sure,
most of the cooking. Really? These days.
What does she do?
Works as
most
well.
Most of the nothing.
She does. She does basically everything that has to do with making our dogs the versions of themselves that they are, basically.
Okay.
Like she does, like she took them to get their baths last weekend and all the stuff that I don't love to do. Like
sure.
She'll take them out at the end of the day while I'm trying to get ready for bed. Like all these things. It does balance itself out, but you know, I'd say I'm MVP husbanding it up these days.
Good. No, that's good.
But she does well food wise. And she gets more annoyed, actually, if I try to, like, not tell her what to eat.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I don't
tell
her what to eat, but I'm like, okay, well, this and this, and that equals this many calories. And she's like, shh, shh, I don't want to hear the numbers.
Yeah. My wife will get frustrated with me when I get hyper-focused on it, and I'm like, okay, I want to drop a few pounds, and that's what I need to do. And so she'll be like, hey, you want some pie? I'm like, no, I'm good. Why are you not going to have pie? I'm like, because I don't want it. I'm good. I don't need it. And then, well, now I'm going to eat it by myself. I'm like, well, that's your choice. Oh, now you're guilty me? Yeah. Like, I've had these conversations. And she's like, you're taking the fun out of this. I'm like, hey, if you like, staying where you're at is fun for you, then do that. You
don't
know?
Say that. That's 30 years of healthy marriage right there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and so she'll get like frustrated with me for like trying to be good. I'm like, that's not healthy. That doesn't work. I mean, like, you can't stop this beauty train.
It's not moving. Well,
yeah, it's backwards. It's in the station right now. It hasn't left. But eventually it will leave and it's going to be glorious.
Betty, have you tried to stick to a certain kind of diet? I assume you've never tried to lose weight, unless you have.
She did try to lose a little bit, though.
She was
like, I'm too heavy.
There was one time, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, it was before the pandemic. I don't know what was going on, but I definitely gained some weight. I mean, I wasn't like humongous, but I definitely did
she
gain
weight.
She
gained weight, but it was like, I'm 125, you know, or something like that. Like,
no, it was, I mean, I don't know what I got up to. Anyways, it doesn't
like
matter.
125.
It doesn't matter. I would say I do lose, I do have a quick metabolism. I got that from my mom and my dad. They were both really little at my age.
So blessed.
But I will say that being single and having to cook for one keeps you, it is tough. And so it keeps you thin because I'm very like lazy when it comes to having to do it for myself.
Sure.
So if someone was there to cook for me, then I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, great.
You'd have to butt her up to get her through this door. She's letting her go.
That's right. That's what you did, right?
Absolutely. That's what I did. It's funny when my wife and I are both on the same like Weight Watcher plan and we're both losing weight. Like Gavin, you said, you know, she hugged you and you're like, oh, you're back. Like, I know when we're both doing it because our stomachs fit together differently.
Yes.
And I know when only one of us is doing it. That's me.
Call her.
No, don't.
Well, then don't. If she were here, don't say anything you wouldn't say if she were here.
Sadly, I would say it if she was here. That's the problem.
Well, why don't you want me to call her?
Well, because I don't need that in my life either. But like, if it happens organically while she's here, it's okay.
Organically.
Yeah, but when someone calls, it's worse. Because it never gets told the way it was actually happened. That's the problem.
The problem is you actually said it. And there's no funny way to take it.
All right, so here we'll get on to some other stuff. This was an interesting thing, and I'm not going to rant about this, but it was an interesting thing. And the only thing that's keeping me from ranting.
You in at
10:14.
I'm not
ranting. Let me get my time.
I'm not ranting, and it's because Malachi wants a rant. It's because like the way the second sentence in this paragraph went. Okay? So this lady sent me an email and it says, can you guys please stop talking about supporting companies that hate Christians? Target, Disney, Starbucks, to name a few. So if that's where it had started, the way I would have read that in my head is, can you guys please stop talking about Christian or companies that hate Christians? Like that's the monologue I would hear in my head. But then she's like, hey, love you guys, always will, but don't know why you would give a dime to the places that, you know, like this. And so like, then she couched it with love you guys, always will. So it's not like, oh, I'm canceling you. Because that's the thing. Like cancel culture, people that cancel, like, I'm out. Like, whatever.
I think, too, like what you were saying earlier when it comes to you read it in your own
voice. You hear the narrative.
And it's not at all what they intended.
Right.
And, too, we were talking about this like maybe 2 weeks ago, but I saw something on Instagram that was like, do the self-help because you filter everything through how you've been hurt. It was said a lot more fluidly than that. But something about like you carry that hurt with you throughout your life. And if you're hurt, then you're going to just assume everyone else is out to get you.
Well, I carry the tons of emails that I've gotten over the years here that were in that tone, you know. And so it's easy for me to see every email that is pointing out something wrong with something we've done as that angry person. And that's not fair because not everybody is that.
Right.
But it definitely, like you're saying, it colors my response to things. And so this one, I did not have a crazy response. And like I said, not a rant or anything like that. But I do think it bears some discussion. Like I said, look, I don't think that they hate Christians. Like Disney, you could make a case. We had things where they didn't want our Christian radio broadcast convention that we did there anymore, and there were a few people in that department that made it difficult, and so they were not helpful, you know. And so do you have people that have agendas in this company that are counter to Christian culture? Absolutely you do. But it's like, I have to remember, they're not Christian companies. They're not going to be adhering to the same set of beliefs, morals, whatever that we do. And so they're not going to behave like that. Like Mark Hall used to say, he's like, you can't blame lost people for doing lost stuff. And so for me, like when I look at, you know, people have a problem with Home Depot because they've supported Planned Parenthood in the past. Like to me, I always look at it like, all right, but there's not like a Christian Home Depot store, you know? And so like, we're not like, if maybe if there was, I would support that if they were better at it. But these companies, they also support things like Special Olympics, which is a good thing. So when you paint them with the broad stroke of, well, they support Planned Parenthood, so they're all bad, but you miss out on the other things that they do were good. I'm I'm the same. Like, I don't want someone to paint me with one brush that I'm all bad because of one encounter with me. And that, so I don't think that's fair either.
And you can't paint, you know, Christians as being like all good too, because we mess up and we know, you know, about Jesus and we know about all these things. And despite that, we mess up. So what expectations do you have on people who think they are doing the right thing in their own, you know, mindset?
Yeah. And if you dig into any company, you're going to find something that you don't agree with. I mean, and then you'll just end up with no toilet paper. You know, because all the companies are going to be bad.
Yeah. Because she was talking about Target and stuff like that. I'm like, I like Target better than I like, you know, Walmart or what have you. There's different things that they have that I like, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I get the passion of it. Like, if you are really bent about it and then, and you're like, well, I'm not going to shop there. Well, you're going to have to shop it somewhere, and you're going to shop at places that still like have elements of things you don't agree. Where do you draw the line? Everybody draws it differently. And so for me, I'm like, hey, you're more than welcome to draw that line. Draw it all day. Don't shop at Home Depot. Don't shop at Target. Don't go to Disney. That's fine. Like, I have zero problem with that. Don't tell me that I have to, though. Mm-hmm. And that, and somehow if I'm not doing that, then I'm not being a good Christian or what have you. Because that's, I think that's my frustration, where not with this lady, but where with other people. My daughter is making a living off of Disney now, and she's probably going to make a career through it. I made a lot of money off of Disney back in the day with Radio Disney. And so, and it set me up for being able to work in ministry. That's the funny thing. People don't realize this. Sometimes you never know what God's doing. That job paid me so much money that I was able to save and come here. And when I was making nothing here and struggling, that money kept me afloat and it was what kept me here. Without that money, I wouldn't have been able to stay here. So you could say, you know, yes, it's this, you know, company or what have you, but it allowed me to continue doing ministry, you know? And I think that you have to take everything in big companies on a case by case basis, especially with Disney. My end all on Disney is, look, they're going to do some things, especially in movies, you're not going to be proud of, you know, or not as a believer, you're not going to agree with. And so on those movies, don't go see them. But you don't have to cancel the whole company. Don't go see those, because commerce will then dictate what they do to some degree. And they might not ever. They might decide, hey, we don't care about your money if you're a believer. We're going to support LGBTQ to the nth degree and go nuts on it. And we don't care if you come see our movies or not. They might make that decision. And the reality is, they have the right to make that decision. And then you have the right to say yes or no as to whether or not you support them. And so I get that. Like, I just don't think cancel everything is the right way to go. I think you can selectively choose what you are and are not going to support, but cancel culture in and of itself typically is not a healthy thing.
It seems like a sad place to be at.
Yeah,
like
you're just angry all the time.
Existence is trying to stop people from doing something when you could just turn to Chick-fil-A and have a nice chicken sandwich.
We're going to find out that Truett Cathy was some horrible person. Like, then we can't even enjoy Chick-fil-A anymore. That's what always happens. So anyway, that's that. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Tom Holland. You know him from that ridiculous movie. Stop. I saw it not that long ago.
Oh.
Where
it?
The ship takes off in the sky.
I hate that. Uncharted.
Uncharted. He was wonderful.
He was amazing.
It was ridiculous.
I think we've learned over the last like few months that Betty just doesn't like movies.
I don't know what she likes. She likes Jane Austen.
I do like that. No, I like movies. It's just that y'all two have a horrible barometer when it comes to what a good movie is.
I disagree. I was going to go see Bullet Train over the weekend, but then I had a kidney stone thing.
Yeah.
And, I'm so thankful I didn't go, because I was talking with my wife. We're going to meet our friends. I'm like, you know what? I can make it. I think I've had, like, the last hour, I haven't had a lot of pain. Maybe it's on its way. Like I'm good. And then right about when we would have been sitting down, I ended up having to run to the restroom and throw up.
Oh, God.
It was so bad, man. It was so bad. I was doubled over on the floor. Jeez. I'm like, I can't even imagine having to be doubled over on the bathroom floor at an AMC.
No.
Ew, gross.
Good call.
Well, Tom Holland, he recently announced on his social media that he is giving a break to Instagram and Twitter.
I get caught up and I spiral when I read things about me online, and ultimately it's very detrimental to my mental state. So I decided to take a step back and delete the app.
I get that. Like, I just love that the irony of everyone announcing on social media that they're taking a break from social media.
I knew you were going to say that. And I was going to say as well, in this video, he promotes a nonprofit organization that helps kids who are dealing with mental health issues because of social media.
Okay.
So he's saying, I'm giving it up. because of this, if you're dealing with the same thing, here's some places that might can help you.
I fully understand this. Like, and I get it. Like, we weren't made to always be in the public eye as people, because you can do no right for somebody in the day. And like, when you're just like, it's the internet trolls, you're a target. And on that scale, absolutely. It could totally mess with you. Cause like, okay, for example, like today we were doing the show live, and then we had a lady that was on the phone with me, and I was talking to her, and then our phone system cut out, just hung up with her in the middle of her story, and it seems like she could have perceived that as I was bored and I just hung up, like I'm done with her, because she was kind of struggling to tell the story.
Oh,
and yeah, exactly. And so Gavin reset the phones. Gavin hung up.
It really was my fault.
It was. And so, like, I felt this need to do a break, apologizing. And if she's still listening, you know, please, you know, Jody, it was not intentional, you know, because I didn't want her to like be angry, you know, or and it's not like, oh, I don't want her to go to social media and bad.
So
me.
Much about Jody, but anytime I'm angry, you're just like, eh.
You're fine. You'll be good.
Why don't you tell that
you're
to Jody?
Always angry.
Jody needs me.
Okay.
But the thing is, you're always angry. Is that what you said to her?
Yeah. You're not, though.
Yeah, you are. So I
you
just,
make me this way.
Yeah. So like, I get like you want to please. I think a lot of people want to please people ultimately, even people that say they don't.
That's where they find their identity.
Right.
Is through people liking them.
So, and if you have people that are just hating you, like for no reason and things you don't think are bad, it, I don't care who you are, it is going to mess with you. And especially if you're somebody that is wired to want to people please, yeah, that's the best thing you can do. Mm-hmm. I know for me, when I go on vacation and I truly unplug and I'm out of my email and I'm out of the news cycle, I feel so much better. I mean, I feel so much better. I'm not having to pick sides on an issue and argue, you know, with people. And I'm not having to deal with people that just, for whatever reason, like, are mad at me, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so much nicer. Like, I could, like, live the rest of my days like that and be happy. Mm-hmm. But I can't because of my job, you know? So,
but
I'm
even if you didn't have this job, you're fully retired. Would you still?
I would never watch the news again.
Would you?
Yeah, I really wouldn't. It's so great. I would not. I would want to be blissfully unaware of what's going on in the world. And I would want to just go to where I control my own little world. You know, like that's it. Wally World.
Would
that's
you still
it.
Vote in any regard, though, once you're, you know, retired, not working?
Yeah,
and
I would
like,
still
I'm out
vote.
Of the news.
Yeah, because it still affects me, sure. You know, so I would still vote for sure. Because those are the decisions that do affect my peace long term.
Sure.
You know, what's being decided on. Like, oh, like tomorrow I have my my city council hearing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Cannot wait.
Oh, it has to go smoothly. There's no way it could not, except for me.
What happens if your kidney stone starts acting up?
I will get through it. I will stay there.
Position.
Absolutely. This has been way too long of a process. Oh, and they say stress can trigger it. Like, this has been way too long of a process to get this variance just so I can put a screen in porch on my existing deck. I am not leaving. The only way I leave there is dead. It's the only way I leave that room.
You're going to frighten them.
Oh, I didn't mean that as a threat. I'm just saying the only way I leave there is if I die. If I expire, that's
okay.
The only way I'm leaving
it's
there.
Not any better.
I'm getting that porch. Oh, man. All right. Do you got some birthdays, Rock?
I do. Talia, she wants to wish her younger sister, Rivka, a happy birthday. Said she's turning 16. She's pretty, stylish, makes me laugh, a good dancer, and a multi-sport athlete.
Nice. She sounds pretty great.
Yeah, she's one of my best friends, and I leave for college in a few days, so I'm really going to miss her.
Oh, that's good. My niece left for college last week or whatever, and her brothers are staying home. They're all triplets. And I was wondering if it's going to mess with them or they need a break, you know?
I bet they need a break.
I'm thinking so too, but I think
she probably
will
needs
miss him.
She needs a break too.
Yeah, I think she will miss him eventually.
So here's the question. Sometimes we'll talk about things that we want in a guy. So my question for Wally and Gavin is how did...
This feels like a trap question.
No.
Wally and Gavin is how did what you were looking, hoping for in a spouse line up with what your spouse is actually like.
You know what? Yeah. She's a project. Let's be honest. No, that's how women look at this stuff, man. Like, honestly, like, he's great, but he's a 10 butt, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
And we don't say she's a 10 butt.
No, you cannot. No, no, no. Like, for me, my wife lined up with the things that I wanted. And like Betty's very stringent in her requirements for someone to love her. And I think that that's smart. It's a void. Yes, has it been a longer road? Yes. But it's one that hasn't also had two divorces in it like some of your friends.
Yes.
You know, and so like I respect that. And so for me, I had kind of a set of things that I was looking forward to and that I wanted her to match. And she did. Like, and the big ones for me was she was somebody that I wanted to talk to and wanted to share stuff with. Like, because I'm kind of a closed book on a lot of things. Like there's certain things I don't want to discuss with people. And for her and I was like, I just always wanted to be around her and talk. So that's how I knew. And the other thing, I've talked about this before, is a really dumb thing, but as a respect issue. Like, this is back in the day.
Is this the Bon Jovi
thing? Yeah, this is the Bon Jovi thing. Like, Betty and I have worked together so long, we're almost married. We know each other's stories. But like, yeah, like back in the day, there were all these hair bands and I was trying to be a hair band guy too. And like, so you'd have all these girls that were like, oh, Joey Tempest is beautiful. Bon Jovi's beautiful. But like, she never did that. Like, she never did that in front of me. I know she liked Bon Jovi, but like, she never made it a comparison, made it a contest, you know, and it was respect. And so out of respect for her, like, I never would do that thing. Like, oh, that girl's hot, you know, like, just, and so we've never had that as part of our ethos in our marriage. And it's great. I think it's healthy. I think it's super healthy.
Has she kept up with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think that when it came to my perception of what I wanted in, at the time, I was like 17 when I met Haley. So at that time, it was like, ooh, oh, what do I want in a girlfriend? Mm. What does my very underdeveloped 17-year-old brain want in a girlfriend? And it was just somebody who was smaller than me, shorter than me. That didn't work out because she's my height or proclaims to be taller than me and loves heels too, which is a bummer. But I did want, at the time, I really did want a relationship with somebody who was like really strong and believed what I believed in faith and Christianity. True. And so she like was a much better Christian than I was at first. And so maybe I was project.
Oh, no. And now it's changed. I'm doing ministry.
No, she works at the church. So, I mean,
yeah, we're on but equal church footing. Is full of sinners, not this place.
No, really?
Yeah.
But I think that I wanted, yeah, somebody who I could just talk to for a certain amount of, like, for all day, and then also be able to be some bear and not have to have full-fledged conversation, because I'm not somebody who can talk your ear off. Mm. So I wanted someone who was comfortable with silence.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
That was hard for me. So hard for me.
Her being comfortable with
not
talking.
Yeah, because she's quiet, and so she's comfortable to just sit there. And still to this day, like, she's like, I just like being in the same room with you, even if we're not talking, like, okay. Because then I think when you're sitting there quiet, I'm like, what's wrong? You know, like, we're not talking. What's wrong?
Let me fill the space.
Yeah, that's part of that's a job hazard, too. So, well, there you go. I hope that answers the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with that, we are done with the aftercast.
As always, thanks for being a potty.
Nailed it.